חיים.
סורי ווי, אבא מוישה למפין.
אגיטן ערב שבס, אגיטן ערב יונטף. We have Pasuk Bamidbar and we have Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Gemara tells us, our famous Gemara, in the Sigya of the Kabbalah Satoira in Sechta Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, Yeshu Shikdimi Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma Bui Shishim Ribo Yisham Lacha Ashu Et Chol Eichet V'Eichet Mi Yisrael V'Koshri Lo Yishlaik Yisrael V'Yidin Mezoicha To Two Crowns Eichet Kilegit Nasa V'Eichet Kilegit Nishma. And then the Gemara says, "Yeshu shekdim esruim nasa nishma yotze baskal vaomre mi gile lebuna erozei shemalacha shuus mishtamshim boy." And the Gemara says, "Ktapir batzaya lumen nimshi esruil tapiach loime ma tapiach zei pirkeim lealav esruik dim nasa nishma." And the Gemara is gewaltige mafli and the gewaltige madreige of kalesruil nasa kolme nishma. Very, very interesting. We find that the Sefte Bava Kamma in Parak Zion, a completely different blick. It's a blick of English. Approach. Oh, thank you, see? A different approach completely to the ganze Nas of an Ishma. The Lush of Mirahami and the Sefte here in this Gemura. And it's unbelievable. I once said over to Sefta years ago in Netzach Shul, there was a Rosh Yeshiva from Switzerland, an elder Rosh Yeshiva, he was there, he's Alte Yidgah, Talmud Chochem. Never heard the Sefta, he was so overtaken. And then he came to Manchester, Vachasne, he wanted to see, wie der Yid, so he said, the Sefta, but we come, he's doing this pool, and the Sefta, but we come. Somebody told me, I'm too soon in Fashvias. I told over to somebody, he said, too soon in the Sefta Fashvias. Not allowed to say it. Not as for Tisha Bav. But, Toyer is Toyer, I have to be honest. I'll tell you the Sefte. I would try to say a pshat. The Sefte speaks about the Indian of the Issa of Gnaivus Das. Terrible Issa of being going of Das. He tried to fool somebody, going of Das. So the Heilige the Sefte brings a Mushel. V'chai Mutzini. Kishahoy Yisrael Omdim Rit Nahar Sinai. Big Shi Ligno of Das Uel Yoyne. Sheneima Kola Shadibba Hashem Das of Nishma. Kibayuchel nignibi lehem. And Toyme she'ayin hakel gul lefuna. Maybe you think Hashem didn't believe, took a thought to mean it seriously. Kvanei ma pusik in tehillim v'afati b'fiyam v'l'shoyrim yichaz b'loi v'libam loi nuchin imoi v'loi nehem ni b'vrisoi. Kehillim v'yid nam lish gehalten dabei. V'yid said nasa v'nishma, they were going to das elyoin. It was only external b'fiyem v'l'shoyrim yichaz b'loi v'libam, the heart wasn't there. Afot b'kem, the pusik carries on tehillim v'hi rachem yichaperovoi. V'oyme, b'yid a pusik in mishli. Kesef sigim mitzipe al cheres. You have a cheres earthenware vessel, and you cover it with kesef sigim, with falsche silver, like silver plated. It's not even real, it's only silver plated. Svesayim chalukim alayim ra, the same way as also somebody who speaks as if in an drosten, a kele, he means serious, but it's lev ra, the heart isn't there. Boy, the shaloylam, the ganze shvir, zingben, Ibu echilam v'rishyachad, nasi v'nishma amrikeichad. The ganze spalis fin shviyas. The kinder kimen aheim fin the school, fin the gan, with the zwei kroinem, nasi v'nishma, mi gile rozei, gewaltige. The Sefte schraubt, dass sie gewähne, dass sie gewähne befiehe, me besuusam, kibdini, v'fiehe befiehe, me besuusam, v'chaz v'loi, v'libem loi nechimoi. Wo ist das gerade ein Pshat? Das ist ein Pshat. Man darf sich ein Pshat, aber ich muss sich ein Pshat. Und ich muss sich ein Pshat. Ich kann das noch pshuten, aber ich muss ein Pshat. I heard a gewaltige story. There was a Talmud of the Avner Neize, who had gewollt sein, auf Schwierig was an Reben, Avner Neize. So he went out, those times wasn't so early traveling, it wasn't so easy traveling, by cart and wagon, by horse and wagon. He always came with the horse and wagon, the weather was like today in Manchester. Es hat geregnet, es hat gemabelt, es ist gewesen. The streets, the roads, were like these days. time drew near to Shvius, it didn't seem like he'll make it. So he went to the closest town, the Gorsha town, and Otschka Breire, it was there Shvius. He doesn't tell where we'll have a minion. So he found out, and as the Rebbe Sashiv for the Kontinisten, in those times used to be the Kontinisten, they used to have the children. Kontinisten guys, they used to have the Tzai, Mach Shemoy, used to have Yiddish Kinderlich in the street, away from the, like have children, take to the army of the Tzai, and they knew they were Yidden, but they lost completely their heritage. They didn't remember what Titzch and Stieb, and they used to work for the Tzai and the army. When they got older, they were sent to retire, and they knew they were Yidden, but they didn't feel part of Klal Yisrael, didn't know who their parents were, didn't know Yiddishkeit, and they used to try to make up Shilin Achtes, and they made Shilin from the Kontinisten. There was like Shilin from them, had their own shuls, from these people, these children who were caught by the Tsar and taken to the army of the Tsar, and then they knew they were eaten, but not much more that they knew. So this Talmud of the Avnanizer, he fell into the shul of one of this shul of this Kontinisten. And he comes in there, Shabbos and Shvi'is in the morning, and before they say lining, they're on a ratzin, but the smallest amuretz was the roof, right? So he became the Zahim's the roof, so he said the drusha. But since they hadn't seen his nefesh, and they had a Yiddish spark, they came up with very, very gewaltige rayonis sometimes. So this Yid, who Ke'ele wasn't Talmud Chochem, stood by the Bima, like, with gewaltige emotion, it's Matan Torah. We know there's something to do with Matan Torah, we know there's Nasa and Ishma, we don't know, but we don't feel a part of it. So he said, Raboisai, and he came with a gewaltige Dvar Torah, he said, Ezoi. We know the Gemara says the Eden said Nasa Venishma, but we also find the Hashem, Kuf Alayim Haka Gigis. If they said Nasa Venishma, why was it necessary to make Kuf Alayim Haka Gigis? It's Toysos Kasha. He didn't know it was Toysos Kasha. So he asked him by himself to come out Kasha. The Eden said Nasa Venishma, so why did Hashem force the Eden with Kuf Alayim Haka Gigis? If anyway, they were masking Nasa Venishma, what was the problem? Toysos says Hashem with Yachzrim, Aisha Gdoyle, who was scared, Lav Charuta. They had this kasha. It wasn't necessary to force the Eden. He said, Nasa Venishma. Second kasha, the Gemurah says, he knew the Gemurah. If the Kabbalah Lacham Teure is mitzvah. The Imlav, if you heard the Kesem Teure, Shom Tehai Kvir Asrem. It's a schwer illusion. It's a shei poi Tehai Kvir Asrem. Your Mimik Kabbalah Teure is good. Hashem said to the Eden. He lifted up the hand and said, listen, Eden. Mimik Kabbalah Teure is good. If not, Poi Tehai Kvir Asrem. But the Lushna Gemurah is, Imlav, Shom. What's Shom? It's not Shom. We're standing here with a big hand, and we're telling the Eden to accept the Torah. If not, we're threatening them, the mountain will go down on you, and point, what's Shom? So he started crying, and he said, with a big emotion, our parents, they knew what Hashem is, they knew what Torah is, they knew what the Shom is, they knew what the Yid is, and they cried out, Nasa v'nishma. But we were caught by the Tsar, we had no chinuch. We have no Yiddishkeit. We don't know. We're ignorant. We don't know who our parents are even. We can say Nasa Vishma, but nevertheless, we try to keep it, whatever we know. And we try to be Eden. We try to belong to Hashem. What koyach do we have? What gives us the koyach? What gives us the push? Do you know why? Because Hashem said to our forefathers, in the Kabbalah Leichem HaTorah, if you go to have the Siris Nefesh, and go and be Siris Nefesh, in all circumstances, and you accept for your children that you should always be able to be eaten, is mitzvah. Ve'im lav, if you're not willing to have the seerus nefesh, I know you're all right, you said Nasa v'nishma, but shom, years later, generations, ta'ikvei rascha, they'll be buried in the talmus of the world, they'll be buried in the culture of the world. So this yid, who was a Kontinist, he was a amuretz, but he had this feeling, pnimi in his heart, in his neshoma, and he cried out, Hashem, I know why you forced our forefathers to become a toy with Messias Nefesh. Because they had the big elevated madrige of Nasa Koinwa Nishma. They felt the Torah. In their veins, there wasn't blood, there was Torah. There was Yerushamayim. It was streaming in their veins. Yerushamayim and Kabbalah HaTorah. Nasa Koinwa Nishma, as the Kedushas Leivi says. They felt the Torah even before they were commanded. They felt a hand is for tefillin, a head is for learning, feet are to run to a mitzvah. They felt it. Like the Medrash says, the Melech woke up in the morning and his feet took him to the Besmedrish. They felt Nase Koinman Nishma. They realized that their goof is only a goof for Neshoma. They felt the Neshoma. But Hashem knew there'll be generations later won't be Nishma Draige. There'll be Nisyoinus. There'll be difficulties. What will keep them going? What will keep this Yid keeping Shabbos in a matzah where the whole world is secular? What will keep this Yid being Ehrlich in a matzah that completely forget or precocious? What will keep him? Because that's why Hashem had to force our others to be mekabel teure, be mesiris nevish, even in a matzah where they haven't got the elevated mood. Please, Yidden, please, fathers, be mekabel teure even in all circumstances. Say we're willing to go and to fire for Hashem even when we have no feelings. If not, you're okay because you're feeling elevated. But Sham, later generation, Taik Viraschem will be better than the towers of the world. This was the words of this Ruv, of this Shil. And after Shvius, this Talmud came to the Avnei Neize, and he told him over this word. Avnei Neize Mamish came to tears. And he said, you know, Hashem specially made you stay in that town for Shvius. You should be able to hear this Dvar Torah from this Yid and realize this gewaltige Raya, this gewaltige Chiddush, that the whole reason, the whole way why we've been Zoyche to be able to go through all our Nisyonis and all these Doiras, is because our parents, from a Kabul Torah, from a serious neighbor, that keeps us going. So, Meile, I thought that could be Pshat this Tesefta. Avada, there were the parts of, we know that all the Neshomas were the Matan Torah. All the Shumas. Side the Shumas of our parents, and our Shumas also. All the Shumas were the Matan Torah. And we all said Nasa Venishma. But there were Madragis. There were Madragis. It's put also in the Chaim HaKudosh. There were Madragis. There were Madragis of our parents, the Ubers HaKdoshim, and our Ubers from the Dur Daya. They said Nasa Venishma, like the Gemara says. They said Nasa and Nishma, they were willing to say Nasa even before Nishma, they felt the Torah in their Neshoma. But at the same time, there were also generations later times also there. They also said Nasa and Nishma, but their Nasa and Nishma wasn't the same Nasa and Nishma. They said Nasa and Nishma, but did they feel Nasa and Nishma? Was their heart completely there? Is our heart always there completely? We say we know all the Sforim right, that every single year is a new Matan Torah. Every single year Hashem gives the Torah for Klal Yisrael. The Kedisha of Shvius is an ongoing Neusein HaTorah, Lushen Hoive. Hashem gives us every year the Torah, we can be zoichet the new Hashpuas of Torah, new Asuras of Torah. And we also say Nasa V'Nishma. Is our Nasa V'Nishma in the Madraiga of our parents? Maybe not. Maybe our heart is still not completely there. We say Nasa V'Nishma, but our heart, the Chaz V'Loi, we're saying it externally. We're not really internalizing this Nasa V'Nishma. So are we lost? No, we're not lost. Because we connect our Nasa V'Nishma with the Gemurah's Nasa V'Nishma, with the parents' Nasa V'Nishma. That gives us the Koyach. Because they were become the Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, our parents, that gives us the Koyach. That even if our Nasa V'Nishma is a matzav of the Sefer, but become a Pairi Zayin, Halucha Gimel, not like the Gemurah in Shabbos, Daf Paiches. But since we have We believe in our parents, we have connection to our parents, we know the end of Schisovus, we connect to our parents, and that gives us the koyach. And that's what we say in the Havarabba, Havsoyla, we say Madavening. We say, Havarabba of Tuli, Yeshem Lekaini, Chemlu Gedoiru, Visayru, Chumalto Ulaini, Yad Big Rachmuz on us. Uvini Malkaini, Babu Shimchu Agudel. In the other way, sign is a not chemichu. Not a lamb chikachayim, last so you can believe in shulayim. Because our parents served you with a full heart, and you become a Mesiris Nefesh, Kai, we beg you to chunayni Islam daini. Teach us as well. Uvini ova rachman ova rachman rachman olayni. Vesai belim baini binu lehoven ala haskil. Give our hearts lishmoy alimud in the lamb, lishmoy alas lakayim. Vua radam, vishisim tabik lebaini mitzvaseichu. Viyachat lebaini lehavel yirashmeichu. Lemaan, because our Kabbalah is not the same Kabbalah like our parents. Our Kabbalah could be Bisha, Klima, Loilam Vuet. If we come to Shemayim and we see what our Nasa Nishma means, maybe it's not acceptable. Maybe it's a Bisha, our Nasa Nishma. But since we know, so we connect to the three generations, and then we have the Koyach of Shvius. And that could be Pshat. In this interesting Medrash, this week said in the Parsha Bamidbar, the Medrash tells us that the Goyim were mekana the Eden, they were jealous of the Eden. They said, why did Hashem give the Torah for the Eden, not to us? So Hashem answers, bring your Sefer Yichas like the Eden bring. That's why we lied before Shavuos, that Yisrael the Mishpacha Seichem. The Medrash says, Hu vil Hashem Mishpachos Amim, as no Goyim could bring the Yichas like the Eden can bring, that's why the Eden was soich to the Torah because of the Yichas. And there's two obvious questions on this Medrash. Number one, since when the Torah is because of Yichas, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Haskein Atzvru Lilme Torah Shein Yirishe. Torah isn't Yirishe, Torah isn't Yichas, the person himself. As they say, Yichas is only like a note. If you're the one, then it's a 10. If it's two notes, it's 100. Three notes, it's 1,000. Torah isn't Yichas. Yichas is the basis of Torah. That's one question. Second question, the Goyim were jealous of the Eden. Hashem offered the Torah to the Goyim. They didn't want it. Hashem offered the Torah for the Shmuel and for Isaac, and they said no. Maxiv Bar didn't want it. They rejected the Torah. Why the Mekana? Maru Eilis Karim. We offered you, he didn't want it. That's two obvious questions. The answer is as follows. As we've mentioned now, not the whole Klal Yisrael said Nasav and Nishma with a big madrage. There were all were Yidden Dordaya who said Nasav and Nishma. Big madrage, like the Yemura Shabbos. But the worst part of the late generations, their Nasav and Nishma wasn't so gewaltig. Let's go to the Goyim. All the Goyim said no. No, we know that all the Goyim have become Gairim in the major generations. Why? So the Surah bring down because they must come to accept the Torah. Hashem came to Yishmuel. Not all the Arabs said no. There were some Arabs who said yes. Hashem came to the Aesop. Not all the Aesop said no. Some said yes. So Hashem said, no, since you're not accepting it, I'm not going to give you the Torah. And later generations have become Gairim. So the Goyim came to the Aishim of the Tana. Bishloim, if 100% Yidin want to have the Torah, I understand, they're giving the Torah to them. But like the Yidin, there were different Madragas, but also different Madragas. Ma, Rui, Aile, Eskar, of Yoy, Semenuni. Why did the Yidin, why by the Yidin, you said, okay, since I have your Chalik of saying Nasa Vishma, the good Madraga, okay, I'll accept you. I part or not give out take. Hashem accepted he went after those who said Nasa Vishma, I gave him the Torah. The Goyim said, yours. The Potter said yes, Potter said no. Why did he say, it's not fair. They were jealous. Why did Hashem give the Torah to the Yidin? It wasn't completely Nasa Vishma, but the whole Klal Yisrael, but it also wasn't completely. So like by the Yidin you gave them, for part of them, give it to us as well, for part of us. It says, Have you got Yichas? The Yidin have got Yichas. The Yidin have got connection to their parents. The Yidin's parents haven't seen a Snefesh. Although part of them weren't in the Madrag of Nasav Nishma, since they connect to the parents as Yichas, and they haven't seen a Snefesh, they would have the Torah. But by you, Paul said yes, Paul said no. There's no Yichas. There's no Mesidas Nef from parents, no connection to the parents. There's no Hemshik from the parents. So what's Shaykh? That's why, because of the Yichas, the Yidin accepted the Torah. And that's where we know it's Gewaltig. We know that Shchodesh Sivan, we have Yoyim HaMeyichas, it's called Yoyim HaMeyichas, and then we have the Shlishi Me'agbuna. It's called the Surah Gdoshim. Shchodesh Sivan is the first day. Then the second day of Sivan, when Hashem said to the Yidin, Atatim Lechs Kehanim, Vegoy Kudosh, the Yidin said Nase, the second day is called Yoyim HaMeyichas. What's Pushup Shat? They became Yachsunim. They were given Amsegile, and then it's Shlishi Me'agbuna. According to this Mahalach, it's Gewaltig. They got the Torah, they came with Shchodesh Sivan. They connected to the Yichas of the parents, and then the Shat become the Torah. The whole Koyach. So we say, I don't know if you sing the Smiris. The Smiris sung by Benny Yidin on Shabbos Koydish. Yom Shabbos and Ein Lishkoyach. You sing the song. Yom Matzah Boy Manoyach. The Ashkenazim sing it. The Sadim still now. Sadim sing it? Yeah, so the Ashkenazim should sing it. Oh, Abshul will sing it to us soon in the name. Oh, it's a Gewaltige Zeme. And in Bells, the whole Shvius goes around this Zeme, because if we chill on the Vris Yachat, Nasa Vilishma Amr Ke'er, the Foschi Vi'un Nasha Ve'er, Buur Chanois Liyu HaKoyach. You know, all many Zmiras are like Medrash Plies. Take a Medrash Plies. We don't see any connection. We sing it every week. We don't think into it. If we, the second Shtickle, we sing it in Bells, we have Ibu Yechil Amr Shulim, yeah, you soon sing it afterward, yeah? Ibu Yechil Amr Vris Yachat. We all came together with Vris. Nase v'nishma amr ke'echot. That's okay. If poschi v'uni Hashem echad, they said Shema'a, Shema'echot, Urech ha'nois al yu'ach koyach. Blessed Hashem gives koyach. What's pshat in this shtickle? So I thought the God would get pshat. Because it said before that, the first shtickle says, Hayoyim nichbad lebnai aminim, it's a good, chibbelige day Shabbos, So here in Leshomroi over Sabunim, the parents, the children, they keep the Shabbos. So speaking about parents and children, so here in Leshomroi over Sabunim. Again, Hayoim Nichbad of Naomi, that's a big day. So here in Leshomroi over Sabunim. So speaking about over Sabunim, this is before over Sabunim of the organization. The first over Sabunim, right? So here in Leshomroi over Sabunim. Now, carry on. Ivu Yechila Bivris Yachat, who Yachat? Over Sabunim. Ivu Yechila Bivris Yachat. Nase Benishma Omri Keicha, Dovas Rabunim. The Uber said it, Nase Benishma, like the Gemur says in Sechta Shabbos. The Bunim never has ever been come to Sechta Pai Zay, Aloch and Gimel. Oh, it was Biyachat. Bivris Yachat. If Hosri Biyuni Hashem Eichot, the parents become Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem Eichot. Kuvahakis, Meile Buch, Anois Liyu of Koyach. That gives courage to our generations. The koyach we have to be able to keep the shviyas, to have nasa and nishma, because it was biyachad with our parents, and it was possible for keiches. If it was possible, only Hashem eichad, they were ready for mesiras nefesh, by satsu, by tachtes ohor. Kum hake gigis, they were ready to go into fire and to mesiras nefesh. Hashem eichad, my lebuch anois liyu of koyach. That gives us koyach. Now. I want to say another Indian. This is one Indian. It's one Indian, a Gvaltig Indian, that we should feel that although whatever Madrag we are, it's not our own Kabula, it's Kabula which is Mechibbe till Mahmud Har Sinai, and the Koyach of the Ubbis gives us the Koyach to be able to become even in our Madrag, we still have the Koyach of Nasir and Ishma. It's one word. The other word. We were still young, we were born by Mitzvah, we had to have a rekel, a suit, right? We didn't go into the shop and see there 25 Bekishes and 50 Bekishes and 50 Reckler, same this size, and choose a Bekishes, yes, right? It fits me, no, it doesn't fit me, yes, it's okay. We went to a Schneider, we went to a tailor. Went to a tailor, and he took a tape measure, and he's gemosten. If we had a hoike, he's got a ribbe, alles gewinnt pinkt, he had gemosten, he used to mess us around. I went for 150, look at yeah, the Reckler for the Mabitzer, remember? You mean do I have a gold blood? It's a gold blood. It is it's a gold blood. It's a gold blood. Shulam Gold Tate. The optician, I should do the optician. Used to come to away. Shulam Gold Blood, I should do. He used to come to away. Yeah. His father was called Itchu, from Jikiv, a Jikiver. You know, Schnader, fine Schnader. Used to go to him, to the Mosten. He had here, find him in his grid. To the Mosten, to the Tina, but I'm a Ibizier, it's got a regular Ibizier. You can think, I remember, I was a Husten. And then there was a style in Bells that the Chassal used to buy Stiefel, boots, is it like the square go with boots? That was again the minig, the Bells the Chassal used to have boots. Didn't buy boots in the shop. We gang it's here, Schieste, I give him a pencil, went out of a phone, a paper, and he stood in the lady, went for a fitting, not a fitting. Nowadays, all's klar. But I asked the boys yesterday, I spoke to the yeshiva, asked them, Matten Teure, was it wholesale? Or was it custom made, yeah? Tailor made, yeah? Was it, is Matten Teure, big Matten Teure, thousands of you, like a Rebbe Tisch, the Rebbe is Teure noon, thousands of seedim, big parenches, crushed like sardines, little binoculars, we see Hashem there, but little binoculars, or little nobody standing on the parenche. Those who have seen him, no tamin, other chalushin ka andere mishulim, a groyse, groyse oilem, and we're all little, Mr. Nobody, starting to kvetch there, mekabel teure. You came, you didn't come, you didn't come, who cares, who knows if he came? You didn't come, you came, who cares? Or, maybe that teure is like a richtige jekkische chassene. We have a table plan, exactly, we come into the hall, there's a table, exactly where your seat is, your gesetzen, the rechte saad, leben the flowers, that's your place. You come in, and the Mechitl come in and see exactly, are you there? You're not there. There's your place. Was it actually complete? Maybe it was very, very personalized. Very personalized. So we find a Heilige Wort, that the Heilige Yahig Sabuysim tells us that it was very personalized. Shaitan Pusik says, V'cholwam roi besakoyles, v'salapidim, after Matan Teure, was a whole Ushite, a yar, who own, a uni, a yam, the Meruchik. Tell the Hamsoifer. Tension, so the coilers, the lapidim, could I show you? Once again, by Yaruam, once again, by Yaruam. Tension, by Yar. They saw the coilers, the lapidim. By Yaruam, once again, by Yar. Says so, the Ramban says that the Torah, before it was given on this world, was a big, big Torah written in Shemaim, all the oysters with no stops. All the oysters of Torah were like completely one big hemshech, and they kept on changing their tzrifim. The Torah was oysters, Shmuel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was written in one consecutive, one hemshech, all the oysters with no cycle of words, and they kept on changing the tzrifim, lav dafke, the words that we have. B'shas matan Torah, the Torah that was written in the Shemaim, Eish Shchoire, Agaba Eish Levuna, it came down in this world, and it set itself down in this world in different tzrifim. Reishes, Buru, Elikim, Eish HaShemaim. But the Shemaim was a big, big hemshech of oysters, completely connected, and kept on changing the tzrifim. This world, you can't have a Torah, you can't share, as one Torah, where it's in the bigger world. It came down this world, and it became, says, Vayaru Am, says, Samsoifa, he brings him from his Rebbe, from the Tzaddik, from Amram Chassida, the Tzaddik called him Amram Chassida, Farach Samsoifa, he brings in his name. Vayaru Am, the Yidin saw, Vayuni, now the Oysias are moving down in this world, Vayuni, Vayamvi, Tzaddik says, Ruchak, completely distanced one from another. The Gemara Verte. Vayaru Am. Besides, they saw the Rapidim, they saw the Koilers, they also saw the oysters are coming down and settling down Meruchak. Different words with spaces in the middle. Vayaru Am. They even saw Vayuni that the oysters are coming down and moving themselves down. Vayamdi, they settled down Meruchak with distances. That's the word of the Chassam Sofer. Abs on the Risa Boysen. We know, Chadmoinim say, Yisru Ayrushetaybis, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oysa the Torah. There's 600,000 Oysa the Torah. Every Yid corresponds to us. One Yid got one's the Bais, one's the Reish, one's the Tuf of Zoysa Bruchu. Everybody is in us. And we say that the Tzadikim, that's where you find Yidin who might live distant from each other and they feel connected. And you might find Yidin who live together, they have no connection. Why is that? They have a next door neighbor. You greet him, that's about it. You have a far chaver, you met once in a circumstance, and you see, you hardly meet him, but when you meet him, you feel so close. What's the trap? Says the tzaddikim, say, if you're close in the Torah, if you're shoyrish, then you're close in your feeling. It might be he's living somewhere far. But if you're close in the same parasha, and you once meet him, you become a click with him, and you feel close to him. Why? Because you have a connection in the shoulders of the Torah. That's what said to the Pchaskele Kuzmir, the big tzaddik. Says the Heilige Risa Boisem, Vayaru Om, the Yidin saw the oysters coming down. Vayuni, and they moved themselves. Vayamdi, they stood down. Where the os is, it was a table plan. They saw the table plan. They stood by his os. Oh, I belong to Bais. Right. But you belong to Tuf, you belong to Lamet, you go to Mesa Bruchu. They all went out, four distant places where they belong. Matan Torah wasn't a wholesale, it was tailor-made. Every Yid Hall got his place. It's even more than that. The Mashu says, we know, the Gemara says, that Aili ve'Aili divelekem chai. Even Beshame says Tumah, Beshame says Tumah, both are right. But on this world, Aluch is like one. But in the Torah Shemaim, the Torah has Memtes Purim Tua, and Memtes Purim Tumah. The Torah isn't like one Mahalach. There are many Mahalachim in the Torah, and all are right. I leave, I divra lekim chayim. But in this world, it's a psak. Says the Marshu, all the Mahalachim were heard in this world. How? Every year Yid, he heard his pshat. B'Shamai heard his pshat. B'Shamai heard his pshat. Matan Torah was given personalized to every single Yid. It wasn't a big drusha of thousands of people and a big ramkol standing out in the Purdish of the Mesnedrish, and nobody cares if you're here, if you're not here. Haket, I want to say the Gvalti Gevart. And Bardasha once said, Mashiach will come. How do we think Mashiach will be? Mashiach will come, there'll be a big, big tish of Mashiach. How will it look? So we think Mashiach will be there. A big stage. Mashiach in the middle. Bashem on the right. The Vilna Gud on the left. Some Soifer, the Chofetz Chaim. All the rebels will be there. We're standing on the parenshe, on the round. And we're standing kvetched. And we'll have a blick. We'll manage to see the spitz of the hat of the Vilna Gud and the shtramel of the Bashemta. We'll manage to see it by the spitz of the shtramel of the Vilna Gud. It's not the shtramel of the Vilna Gud. The shtramel of the Vilna Gud. We'll see a chabach. And we'll be kvetched. No, it's a shemes. We'll be the chusen. And Mashiach will dance with us. Every single Yid will be the chosen. You'll be the main focus. You won't be sequestered there. Torah isn't given in wholesale. Hashem has a place and a koyach for every single Yid. Matan Torah is not wholesale. Matan Torah is personalized for every single Yid. Hashem comes to every single Yid, gives him his place, and speaks to him. His pshat is meant to hear. That's Matan Torah. If a person feels this koyach, it's a different Matan Torah. He feels a connection. He feels elevated. There's a Messiah with a story. There was a Yid. I won't hold it. I'll tell it again. A Yid lived in Canada, and he worked in a factory. And unfortunately, his hand got caught in the machine, and the chmundel tzlan, his fingers got chopped off. I remember he used to come to Manchester with Geld for the Moistus in America. His fingers were chopped off. He was very, very zerbrochen. Very broken, obviously very broken. And he sent a shliach, who went to Tzisrul then, in the times of the Belzeruv, Zechoyin Levucha, and he asked him to be masked his name for the Belzeruv, that his missing simcha. His missing is very zerbrochen. So this year was called Shmuel Porgius, went into Belzeruv, Zechoyin Levucha, and he says, Chaim Einhorn, from Montreal, is all zerbrochen. He had an accident with the machine. The Belzeruv Zechoyin Levucha says as follows: I heard from my father Zechoyin Levucha, Frige Belzeruv, Zechodov, who said the name of the Abteruv. A Yid zukt de Frie Abrucha, Burich Atu Hashem Lekayin Melech Shloyu Sani Goy. If he's not ready to go and dance in the streets for Simcha, is a kufi toyve. Those are the words of the Belzeruv. And guys, look Reb Chaim. Go and tell Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim who lived in Montreal. As I heard from my father, in the name of the Abteruv, if he's not ready to go and dance in the streets of Simcha, is a kufi toyve. He said over these words, Shem the bells of the room. Obviously, the words were Sunday, come on, Spear. So he became a Simcha Buch Hashem, as a dice. Family Buch Hashem, to be a Chumim, and Bruce, a Mishpucha, Rabbi Waldman, Manchester, the Mechitten dort, and a big Mishpucha, to be a Chumim, Shine the Sura, gewaltige Sache. A Yid is nicht a wholesale. Yid is personal. Matan Torah is personal. The Eibishte freit sich mit jedem Yid. Er rät sich jedem Yid. Mit meiner Meinung, viel Durst. Kann man tanzen mit Simcha. If you feel a nobody, kann man tanzen mit Simcha. Weil der Eibishte jetzt helfen, soll man sich sagen, zu spielen der Hohe Rav Shor Seichu, den Weichs in unsere Eltern, in der Schiebes in Sommer. Er bekommt eine Teure bei Habe, bei Simcha. Er soll sich sagen, zu allen Bruchestadt von den Heiligen Rischene. Er soll sich sagen, er bekommt eine Teure mit Bayerische Schwienen. Euch Jumbi Emine, er besmäule euch in der Chowit. Thank you.